Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast, hosted by Styles UK. We are the leaders in heat print education across the globe, and we are super excited to bring you this podcast every week to bring you the latest on anything and everything heat print on demand, customer stories, and we connect you with the biggest brands across the industry, including All We Do Is, who we are super excited to have on the podcast today. So we are, of course, sorry, Andy is with me. I won't forget about introducing Andy. Hello, Andy. How Hello. Are you? And we also are joined by another Andy today from Audis. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good. I'm very excited that we're finally sitting down to have this conversation. We had a lot of talks about this at Printmer and Promotion, so I'm glad it's finally happening.
Yes, very excited. I think everyone's been really excited about our new products this year, and it's exciting to get the chance to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. We are going to dive into all of the new products and everything that's come from Audis over the last couple of months that is really exciting. But first, I just want to give a little bit of an introduction as to who Audis are as a brand. So those of you may know them for Just Hoods, because we reference that a lot in all of our content. But there's also a Just Tees range. There's a Just Denim range. There's a Just Cool range. Am I missing any? Just Polos? Am I making just that up? Or is that a thing?
No, Just Polos is there. It's really bad if I can't remember all of them.
Is the Denim on So Denim?
So Denim, yes. Well done.
But to make it slightly easier for you this year, we are amalgamating under Audis as one, so you don't need to try and remember them. So they'll still keep the codes. However, we are going to be moving or transitioning to Audis rather than Just Hoods, Just Cool. And that'll be something that comes over the course of this year, which we're quite looking forward to, because producing 7 brochures and running 7 social media accounts it's a bit of a nightmare, but it means everything will be easier to find, and we're quite looking forward to it.
I'm on board with that decision. I think that works very well. Yeah. So your role, Andy, is product and creative developer.
Yes.
So can you tell everyone, so that title in itself intrigues me, because all of the cool things that Audis do and bring out, like every time you bring out new products, the team here are always so excited to see what they're going to be. How does your role fit in with the new products that Audis bring out, and how, like, who has the final sort of, I don't know, say in what you bring out as a new product?
So my role is kind of split into two now. So the product side of it is kind of what it suggests. I work from the beginning, so from concept, do all the research behind what products we should be doing, how we should change products, but we start from initial sketches and work all the way through to size set, which is, once you've got one sample you really like, you do one in every size, and that at that point I drop it off to the tech team. It's less fun at that point, so I don't do it. But it's a bit different than in retail. We come up with our ideas, do all of our research on the ideas, create samples, and then we bring them all to our boss, who either approves them or does not approve them. So that's an exciting meeting that we have once a year.
I'm intrigued as to how you know whether or not a product is going to be popular, because bringing out a new style is quite risky in a way, because I think people get used to the styles and fits that they like and that they know and trust, and bringing something new out, how do you know that that's going to be something that's successful? Is there like previous or like future trends you base it off of to sort of guarantee success in a way?
Well, there's no guarantee that anything will be successful. So I was really passionate about doing the sliders this year, which we'll probably talk about in a bit. But I very much had to sign my name next to it, because it was a big question mark whether or not it would work. There's a lot of research that goes into it. We look at our own sales figures, what's sold, why is it sold, or why is something slowing down. There's a lot of like retail analysis. So we quite often go shopping. I still can't quite believe I get paid to go shopping, but we sometimes go to London, Paris, we went to Berlin last year, and you kind of go see what's selling, what's not, what they've got high stocks of, what colours are there, what colours aren't. And then it's kind of, it's just how good you are at analysing it, really. What's going to be selling in the future, and using a lot of trend forecasting as well. Kind of amalgamating it all and figuring out what products we think will do really well. And it's a bit different in our market as well, because stuff that might sell a lot in retail might not necessarily be something that printers will use or be asked for. So there's loads of different ways of researching it. It's just, I don't know how well you understand what printers want as well as what people want.
Would you say that there's been any difference in the kind of closeness between retail and what actually makes sense to print? It seems to be that people have a better handle, as the end user has a better idea of what they want from garment decorators now.
Yeah, I think before, in the last couple of years, there's been, for example, there's been a lot more emphasis on heavyweight stuff. Which I'm sure you've probably noticed, but that's also a lot to do with consumers understanding more about weight. So like if you go into Arquette, they have the GSM of the t-shirts on the retail hang tags, so people are more understanding of what it is. How to print it, not so much, so they don't cut retail, they don't really understand what's printable, what's not, but that's our jobs to make sure that we create products that they want and are printable.
So the new JH120, did I get that code right? The new heavyweight box hoodie, yes.
Yes.
That is one of my favorite releases of this year. I think just the styling of it is very retail, very on trend. The feel of it as well, it's super comfy. It feels quite luxurious in a way, I'd say, because it's got that heavy feel to it. Is that something that you came up with? Was that a team collaboration? Because it's been very, very popular so far since its release.
It has. This signature heavyweight hoodie was my baby. That was the first project I was in charge of when I came to Audis. And I get pushed back a year, but I'm very glad it's came out. It was basically, there's a lot of boxy hoodies in retail just now. There was lots of people crying out for them in the blank space as well. And we kind of took a different route. A lot of the heavyweight hoods just now are using carded cotton, and we've used ring spun. And the reason for that is all the high-end brands have used carded cotton. So people are now kind of associate that rough cotton with being expensive, even though it's actually the kind of cheaper cotton. So it's a kind of juxtaposition, but we're starting to move away from that. And we're now starting to move into more fabrics like the signature hoodie that feels a bit more luxurious because it is using a better cotton and it is that heavier weight.
It's been one of the most popular ones internally as well, I would say. I mean,
Andy is wearing one.
because everyone that went to show was really pleased and everyone that didn't go to the show really wanted one. And I just wanted to share an example I saw of it in the wild that I saw a couple of weeks ago that I wanted to share for you and for everyone actually was. So, I mean, I can't remember what the retail price of these is from Rallowise, but it's reasonable, shall we say?
Yes, fairly.
But there was one of the sports teams that I support. One of the players has their own brand of clothing and they recently brought out some new items. I was like, oh, I recognize that hoodie. I recognize both the different hoodie variations, but one of them was definitely this one. And they have sold out of them and they were selling them at £75.
Yeah.
And I was like, to be honest with you, I kind of had a little bit of a like, because I knew how much it cost. I was like, I can't do it. I can't. But if I didn't know how much it cost, I would have looked at it and be like, that's a bargain. Had really nice embroidery front and arm. It had a nice print on the back. I was like, this thing looks expensive. And clearly people, you know, willing to pay a high price for the end product of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something as a brand we needed, was something, obviously we sell a lot of JH001s, but having that higher end where if somebody wants something a bit more premium, you have two of them in front of a customer to be able to say, this one costs an extra £6. They'll go straight away, yeah, that one. In retail spaces as well, if you compare this to a retail hoodie that might cost a couple hundred pounds more, it's, they're comparable. You can actually, it stands next to that hoodie. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for with this hoodie.
I always, you know, whenever we're presenting to people or people come in and ask us about this, because it's always the good, better, best options. And this is definitely the best option, but it's things like the structure of it, I find really nice. It's the way the hood sits. Mm-hmm. It, you know, that's what the kind of makes a difference with that extra kind of few pounds. It's only a few pounds, but really that could be an extra 10, 20 pounds, depending on what whether you're a brand or whether you're doing fulfillment. But you can just, it's one that you look at it and you can see it straight away, but then you put it on and you can feel it. It's really, you know, really a step up.
Yeah. I might need to pull them from a box, and I'm not 100% sure if I'm actually allowed to show you them, but I'll just show you one. We are releasing a few new colours this year. I'm not sure when they'll be available or when we're officially announcing them, but I will give you...
We can have a sneak preview exclusively for the podcast.
Yes, yes. And if you give me 2 wee seconds, I'll have a look. Yeah. I'll pull one. I'll show you one. So I might get in trouble if I pull any more than that.
And it was the thing as well, for anyone that's thinking about looking into this product, because I would recommend testing and having a look at it as an option for your customers, is that when we went to get ours ordered for Printman promotion, we had to call in a favor from Andy to make sure we could get them, because these things were selling out across all wholesalers. So, you know, these are something that's already become popular. So it's something that's, you know, definitely worth investigating and offering to your customers, but do be aware that, you know, these are got a scarce availability already.
I was going to say selling out. Yeah. The one thing that I really liked when I first saw these hoodies was firstly that they didn't have the drawstring and just the way the neck sat, but then also the color range that you first bought out, it wasn't your typical like hoodie colors. They were very like the stone color, which I have one and I live in it, the gray, the black, they're very sort of muted tones, but I absolutely love them. So I'm intrigued. What color are you showing us as an exclusive today?
So when you're talking about the colors, I was quite passionate about what colors we actually did in the hoodie. So the stone, the natural stone, was a must. I think
it's my favorite. It really is.
Yeah, it looks great in that hoodie. But for, in terms of the market hitting that more retail side, it's such an easy color to wear, and it looks, it's a great kind of natural option. But we have gone, all the colors we have just now are quite muted. We've not got any like proper colors just now, but we will do it in the future. I'm going to rip this box open. It might sound a bit horrible.
This is literally fresh out the box exclusive.
Literally. So we have Air Force Blue. This was some, I don't know why I'm sure. You can just see the color, really. You can't really see the full hoodie. But this looks really good in this hoodie in particular. Do you know what? I'll give you one more as well. What's your favorite colors? I'll see if there's one close.
I mean, you covered mine when you did Natural Stone, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, I always tend to gravitate towards a black. That's mostly because I want to put a heat transfer on it. But
yeah, black or grey.
I think anything we've got that we could... I really want to put some of our neon screen printed transfers on one of these, because I think that would look pretty cool.
That would look sick.
Well, I think the neon transfers would probably look good. Maybe on a bright royal. I'm also wearing royal.
We could put the yellow on there. It would look quite good.
Yeah, that would look cool. Even.
Yeah,
but that's all you're getting.
No, I like it. So there are going to be more colors coming in the future. Date to be confirmed, but I think that's going to be a successful second launch, regardless, because it's just such a classic style. Mm.
Yeah, I agree, and I believe there is stock coming very, very soon. If it's not in already, I know there's been a lot of black being ordered. So there should be enough black to go around, and all the other colours as well. So definitely at the end of this month, latest, they should be in, which I'm not sure when this podcast will be dropped, but
in the next couple of weeks,
In the next couple of weeks, they should be available.
The military blue one, I think, would be quite a good hit as well because of this kind of, you know, more, it's a colour you associate with more premium products as well, and a kind of more cultural colour. I think that will one be performed quite well. So depending on, again, depending on your customer types, it'll be something that's worth putting in front of them.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, so we're really excited about the new colours. And we may or may not be doing a sweatshirt version as well, which I may or may not be wearing right now.
That's exciting. That is very exciting.
Yeah.
Obviously, this comes in, come in bright royal as well.
Okay, so let's talk about the sliders, your second project, your second favorite project after the hoodie, I would assume.
Yes, that was my second child.
Yes. So tell us a little bit more about that. How did that come about? Because obviously when you first brought them to us and you said, oh, this is what we're doing, Andy and I both looked at each other and we were like, oh, that makes so much sense. But they haven't been a thing in the print industry before that, so what made you sort of go, this is something we need for 2024?
Well, it was someone who wears sliders quite a lot about in the house. It was a personal, I would quite like to make my own sliders. But other than the personal side of it, there's actually already a massive market for printed sliders. If you look on Etsy, there's lots of sellers who are selling them just now, but what they have to do is they have to order them from the likes of China, which can take 3 weeks. They need to order in a certain amount and it's a huge hassle. What we've done is we've made a slider that's 100% made for printing, and it's now available next day at a very reasonable price. And as you're well aware, the massive part of these becoming a viable product was the printability. It's why we came to you guys first. And we were very pleased with the results.
I'll be honest, I was quite surprised at how easy they were to decorate. I have to be honest with you. When you came in, I was like, okay, well, how are we going to do this then? Like, which products are going to work? But to be very honest, it's like pretty much everything worked first time. And I think we're like, oh, okay.
You smashed it with the can crawler first time.
Like, that's quite easy. And I think when we were demonstrating them at the show, when we had a little activation in our stand, everyone was just like waiting for it to go wrong. You
could
just tell.
It was so funny to see their faces when it didn't as well. They were like, oh,
yeah,
it works.
No, because I remember I had the same thought when I came down. I was like, even because we did it straight in the heat press, and even that worked. Wouldn't recommend it, but I think, yeah, it worked. And I'm glad, because it meant I didn't have to do an awful lot of work after that to fix it.
I remember you coming in and being like, I've put like my name next to these, we need to figure out a way to print on them.
Yeah, because when I first floated the idea, there was a couple people kind of just laughed a little bit, like, oh, he's not actually going to do it. And then I was like, why not? The worst can come of it is I'll have a couple of sliders for myself as samples, and then the more time I spent on it, the more viable, and the more research I've done on it, the more viable it actually became. And I believe we're now at a point where the black has sold out across two of our distributors already. So that's been another one that sold way more than we thought it was going to.
I think that was the interesting thing for me at Printware, was it was all the other uses that I discovered for them. Because, like, you know, just as like you say, if you go into Etsy, you just put custom slider in, there's lots of results already. And we're just, even just on a basis of making their life easier, it makes sense. Yeah. But it was all the other things where I'm thinking, oh, I didn't even know that that's how people would use it. Or people saying, like, actually, yeah, I know. You know, things that made sense. But, okay, sports seemed like an obvious one. You know, you put that on after, traveled to or from the game, and it makes a lot of sense. But then people, oh, actually, I've got a lot of health centers where I do work for, or fitness centers or spas, and like, yep. And they're like, you could see their cog turning, like, yep, that's another one right there. But even something that, you know, wouldn't be on my radar, but I've met quite a few people who run dance schools. And they were like, well, actually, all the people that go to dance lessons wear sliders over the top of their normal dance shoes. So they keep, because they put them on tight, they keep them clean. So they're wearing sliders on top of their ballet shoes or whatever it may be, and going, traveling around to the show every time they're not doing it, actually performing or wearing them. Lots of other little uses like that. You're thinking, oh, there's a whole world of opportunity for decorating this product that even beyond just your initial customer database, or even more than you'd realize in your existing customer database.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting because there's not one readily available. You've kind of got in your head what you think it'll be used for, and then you're completely surprised, like you said, with the dancers. We've seen a lot of people for like swimming clubs, and there's been so many uses already. It's kind of took us by surprise a little bit.
I could see it being a big one for, like, you know, maybe doing some live printing at festivals, like music festivals. That would be a great one. Anything like just like promo based as well. I mean, it's a good another if you want something different to give that people are doing for staff gifts this year, for instance. You know, something in the summer that's like, don't have to give them just a t-shirt. Or you want to do something different? Like, okay, well, this is an easy one, and it's a nice fun one as well, isn't it? I think that's kind of part of it, is that people are like, oh, this is going to be a fun one to decorate, and also the reaction that you're going to get from a customer when you present them to them. They're either going to be like really happy, or at a worst case scenario, they're just going to think it's funny.
Yeah.
But they're going to get an enjoyment out of this product, and you'll find that they just end up wearing them loads afterwards.
Well, the print test that we did this time last year, maybe slightly later on, the exact sliders we printed are still being worn about our office. So even people in the office come into the office and swap their shoes and kick about in their sliders. Luckily, they all wear socks. I would have had to step in if I'd seen any toes about the office. But even stuff like that, you don't think of.
That's what you said. So when we knew we were going to have them at Printware and Promotion, I said to Andy, I was like, oh, that'll be great come like 4 o'clock when your feet start to hurt. And he was like, Molly, if you're going to wear them at the beginning of the day before you've stood on your feet for 6 hours. I was like, oh, yeah, good point. Not quite what you want in front of customers, but, you know, the relief option was there if it was required.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the can cooler plans that we were using at P&P sold out before we even got back to the office. Like, we came back and the accounts departments were like, we need to restock these. They've all gone.
That's crazy. Yeah. It was really good to hear that, actually, on our end. It means people have not only bought into yourselves, but bought into the fact they need to sell sliders now.
Yeah, honestly, I guess because it probably wasn't on the accounts team, like, radar, because they were like, what craft did you do to get rid of these things? Because no one in the UK or Europe really goes in for beer koozies. I think they should do.
I think they will now, because we did both, didn't we?
But, you know, they were like, oh, okay. So we've had to do a special order to get more of them in, which by the time this comes out, they will have arrived.
They have already arrived.
But yeah, it was fun to see people engaging in a different way of decorating. And to be honest, it was quite fun for us at the show, because we had another chance to experiment. We're like, okay, why don't we try this? Let's try this now. Because we had the confidence that it worked really easily. Like, oh, let's put some dimensional stuff on, or let's put some embroidered patches and things like that. And it's like, yep, that one works.
Yeah, the 3D vinyl looks amazing on it.
Yeah.
I think we tested that when you came in anyway, but it does, it looks cool.
Yeah.
The other part of printing at Printware and Promotion that we did, so not only did we do sliders on our stand, but you also had a press on your order stand.
We did.
And you were doing you were printing hoodies, right?
Hoodies, t-shirts, a bit of everything. We were, the only thing we were giving away that we weren't printing was the base layers, and just purely because we would have had to put slightly different temperature. But yeah, printing all the hoodies, all the t-shirts.
And that went down well with the customers? I mean, the reactions that you seem to be getting every time I pass by were great.
Oh, it was great. Some of the best conversations I had were with people that were coming up to the heat press straight away. So we had a lot of people who were new to printing, very interested in what we were doing, but also a lot of people asking about the transfers themselves. Us being able to give them away really helped, because it meant they knew our clothes print really well, and they had a really nice styles print on the front, which we, of course, got from yourselves.
Yeah, there's definitely something to be said about having like a customer print their own hoodie or t-shirt and then have them do the whole process and walk away with it, as opposed to you just like pre-printing it or doing it for them and being like, here you go, have another free sample to add to the three tote bags you're already carrying around with you.
Definitely. I think it means as well, like, we as a company, we only make products that we know are going to print well, because that's who we sell to. But it's very easy to say to someone, yeah, this prints really well, when you've not got evidence. But when you're actually printing it in front of them and they can see it for themselves, it made a really big difference. It was really great.
From a garment supplier point of view then, so what would you say are common questions that you get? So anyone who couldn't attend Printman promotion but would have wanted to go, what are the most common questions that you get on the order stand?
So we get a lot of questions about price, the price of garments. But this year in particular, we got a lot about printing, more so than the last 2 years. How well they print, how to print them. There's a lot of questions about more. We got quite a lot of retail questions this year, so I don't know if there's going to be more of a shift in terms of what people are asking for to a bit more closer to retail. A lot of the people, even just doing everyday stuff, who are normally using maybe quite a cheap t-shirt, were looking for upgrades.
Do you think the print questions were initiated because you were printing on the stand? Or I think that's something that was kind of coming to light a little bit more, like regardless of the actual activation. But yeah, do you think it prompted more conversations about the printing of the products because you were physically doing it? Because that's something to, you know, for people that do run their own businesses, if they're printing or considering printing at events, if that's a way of opening up communication with potential customers and it's a way that works, then it might be worth them considering doing it as well.
I would definitely say so. I had a couple of friends come down who are completely new to printing and blank clothing, and for them to actually see it being done just made a huge difference. One, because they understand it, but when you understand how something's done, you almost hold more value in it as well. So I think for someone, showing how things are printed or showing things being printed is definitely a positive thing.
With the designs that you have on, you always have very colourful prints that you put onto t-shirts and hoodies. Is there any advice you would give the people about what to think of from a trend point of view with it when it comes to the actual embellishment or design onto a t-shirt? Because obviously you have control over the blank part, but you can't always teach people how to do the front part. I'm sure you have lots of ideas about it, Andy, but is there anything that you see that people should be thinking about over the sort of next 6-12 months from a design of the actual transfer, embroidery, whatever it may be?
Yeah, you must visualize it when you create the product.
Yeah. I like to play about in Photoshop myself. I'm not particularly great at it, hence why we also have a graphic designer now. It depends. There's a lot of the trend forecasting we use, they also have graphics and print trends reports. So we quite often use them, but just now there's a lot of hand-drawn elements to, especially in retail. So a lot of hand-drawn and prints that look like they've been painted. So a lot of hand-drawn and hand-painted prints, and they don't necessarily need to be hand-drawn or painted. They just look like they have been. That's been something that's been pretty big. And a lot of the times it looks a bit messy, but there's a way of doing things messy that looks quite good. And I would need to have something visually to be able to show you. But a lot of hand-drawn and hand-painted stuff, definitely. Mixed applications seems to be quite big. I think that's been big for the last maybe year or so, but I think that's showing no signs of slowing down. Bright coloured prints. I know it sounds silly, but there was a lot of white prints over the last couple of years. I think people are coming back round to coloured prints a lot more. Last year was quite interesting because there was quite a big emphasis on fruit, which was quite strange, but also it works quite well for certain things. I'm not 100% sure. I need to read the reports for the next 6 months.
We're just at Vespa in Amsterdam, and one of the things that's quite interesting to us, and we saw a little bit at Printwear, but definitely a lot more last week, was there seems to be a more of a re-interest in specialty finishes, a bit like the kind of the mixed ones you're saying, but actually where, you know, people perhaps haven't been using things like glitter or dimensional or even flock as much, they're now like, because, you know, DTF has been so big for about the last 18 months, people are now kind of almost getting a little bit bored of it in certain ways. So they're like, okay, well, actually, that's great, but I found the limits of this machine, but I still need to do this. So actually, we had quite a lot of heat transfer vinyl interest in the different things that can be done with it. And we have some interesting stuff coming out, you know, in the next couple of months and the rest of this year. But that was something I noticed as well, was like dimensional stuff. A lot, you know, above and beyond just puff, but like silicon and higher build stuff as well, which was, we're seeing quite a bit of interest in. But like you say, with a mix of either a transfer or just something flatter to go with it.
Now that you've mentioned it, the high build is something I've noticed a lot in retail. I think there's one brand I can think of that has quite heavily influenced it. Something that's definitely been rolled out across retail. I think that'll keep coming for the next 6 months at least, definitely.
Well, there you go then. And the fruit one I'd seen as well. I was trying to rack my brains, but there's something, I think it was something internally that we were looking at for something. And that was, again, that was something that had come up there as well. So it'll be interesting to see some of the designs we have coming through production over the next few months.
I'm like, which of the wacky examples are you referring to? I'm trying to rack my brains around everything that goes through our internal system.
It was interesting. After COVID, it changed quite a lot of what prints were coming out. So there was a lot more wellness, a lot more focus on stuff like fruit and, what's the word, like plants and stuff like that. And we're only now starting to move away from that, I think. But that's where that all stemmed, when it was, everyone was trying really hard to look after themselves, and the prints in their clothes were reflecting that.
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely a phase of that through lockdown. I feel like people went one of two ways. So something else I wanted to ask you about was the other new products you've got coming out. So we've spoken about the heavyweight hoodie, which has been very popular. We all love that one. And obviously the sliders, but there are some other things that you have got coming out, or have already come out, I should say, for sort of spring, summer of this year. So could you tell everyone a little bit more about that? I know there is a t-shirt in there in my favorite color of the natural stone, which we have got some to sample on. So thank you for that. But yeah, do you want to tell everyone a bit more about what's going on?
Yes. So in terms of the t-shirt you're referring to, the JT009, that's our oversized t-shirt. That very quickly last year became our best-selling t-shirt, actually, in the JT range. So we've introduced 6 colours. I could name them all, but I can't count them, including natural stone. And some of those colours, the natural stone was so it could be easily paired with the GH120. But much more retail colours are coming through. And that's something we'll be seeing more across the next sort of year or so, is the introduction to more retail colours. But the JT9 is just one of those t-shirts that it fits really well. It's a nice fabric. It prints really well. It's a bit of a no-brainer. And the oversized trend doesn't seem to be showing any signs of slowing down, which is good.
It's just comfortable, isn't it? The oversized. It looks cool. It's got a bit of a retail vibe, but it's just so comfortable to wear. And I love the fact that that's becoming more acceptable, because it is like walking around in like your pajamas, basically. But it's fashion. Like it's allowed.
Yeah. I know that. Well, that's me. If you told me 3 years ago I'd have an office job where I could come into work in a hoodie and joggers, I would have laughed at you. But that
here
is. Here we are. I wouldn't change it for the world.
A lot of the oversized stuff is made nicer now, though, isn't it? It's not just like it's
3 sizes too big for you.
Yeah, everything is the seams on it and all the detail on it now has come to catch up with it, which I think helps quite a lot.
Yeah, so I've always quite liked my stuff oversized, and I found it really difficult. A lot of the times you try and size up with stuff, it might fit you how you want it one place but not the other. But a lot of the oversized stuff now is made to fit that size, but oversized in the places that you want it to be. for example, in the GH120, the rib will always sit around your waist, but the body will be bigger so that it folds over and gives you that box shape, similar to the JT9, which is slightly cropped. When I say cropped, I just mean it's shorter, and it just sits very nicely on.
And then the other new thing that you've got going on is the, so last time you were here, we were test printing on some of the leggings that you had coming out, which was not Printwear and Promotion Just Gone, but the year before, if my memory serves correctly. And then this year we've got the new cycling short version of them. So I take it that means the leggings were a complete success and they've allowed you to make a short version for summer as well.
Yeah, so...
I'm personally very excited about this one as well. I mean, Andy, I'll get you a pair if you want, but I think I'll be rocking those in the summer.
I was going to say, it's not something I've tested personally, but yeah, we brought those out just to kind of complete the set. So we've got a sports bra and the leggings and that recycled polyester. And yeah, people have been... they've really loved the leggings. They've got two side pockets. I think they've got a draw cord as well. We've reduced some of that for the shorts, so it's got two side pockets, but it's not got the draw cord. But yeah, we're really excited about this. And what we've done with the set is we've actually increased all three products to a 4XL. So it's more accessible. The business side of that is if you've got a bigger order where you need one, there's one person, you're never going to be selling 50 of them, but it's that one order where you've got one or two people who might need that bigger size, and it makes it much easier for you to put that order through.
Yeah, and just say yes to it, and it's not even a question. Yeah, I think that's great.
Because a lot of the complaints we get is when ladies, and particularly in gym, and sportswear, like, don't want to wear a guy's version of something just because they've not got their size. So it was quite important to a lot of the ladies in our office as well that's something that we went ahead with.
I think that's important though, because I mean, from a personal and a selfish point of view, that kind of gym wear market over the last year, 2 years, even 5 years has really... the variety that's available for women now is so much bigger than it was before, to the point where it's almost, it is a fashion thing. Like, majority of people's like gym wardrobes, it's not just, oh, I'm just going to the gym for an hour, I'll chuck that on. It's like, oh, which one shall I wear? Like, it's a full on thing. But yeah. I think that's fantastic. And it's definitely filtering through to the men's side as well now. People actually care about what they wear to the gym, which is interesting.
I know. I know, and it's great working for a company that does so much gym wear, because I now just nick all of the samples and wear them all.
That's why when I saw the stone tee, I was like, Andy, can we test on them, please?
Yeah, we've also increased the sizing actually on the JC005, which is the ladies' version of the JC001. So I think it's five colours also go up to the 5X, 4XL, and same in the vest, which is the, oh my goodness, what's the code? JC015. So it makes it easier across the board. So they've got options for tops and bottoms, and they've got a bit of variety.
So thinking ahead, because obviously the summer is almost here, and a lot of people have probably made some of those decisions already, but thinking a little bit further ahead to winter now, if you were to say, here's three products that you need to be thinking about for winter, what would they be?
For winter?
Yeah, autumn, winter, yeah.
I've mentioned it quite a lot already, but the GH120, you want a thick hoodie. It's really annoying because I've got stuff I'm developing just now that would be perfect to answer this question. And because I've been doing a lot of work over the last couple of months on it, it would be perfect to suggest right now, and that's kind of what's in my head, but I can't say it.
Is that something for this coming autumn winter, or will that be for the following year?
That'll be for January next year.
Okay.
Okay. I was gonna say, if it was like a September thing, then we could maybe like do another one in like 6 months.
No, I'll have a. I'll be able to tell you what they are in September, what ones I've went through, but unfortunately, I can't just now because I don't know. I'd be promising
That's
something.
We'll get exclusive for all the listeners before anyone else, anyway. I'm sure, so we can tease what's coming when you're allowed to.
One thing for the winter as well is the base layer that we've done this year. That is something I would say is definitely a winter essential. Especially if you're playing sports, someone who used to play football quite a lot in Scotland, and a base layer is quite an essential item. The one we've done this year actually is that sold really well at the start of the year this year already. But we had a base layer before, and we found I tested it in the gym, and I didn't get on very well with it, so. We were dropping it last year, so we updated it so it's got nice ergonomic paneling, so there's no seams on any stress points. You've not got a seam under your armpit, so it's not, when you're moving, it's not irritating you. And the fabric, I don't know if I've sent you one, I've probably not, but the fabric is amazing on it. It's really soft, you wouldn't even know it's on. And it does its job really, really well.
Well, that's definitely one we'll keep in mind to test print on as we get closer to winter, so we can instruct everyone on how to do that perfectly. But I mean, I have no doubt they'll be very easy to print on, as all of the Ortiz products are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, we're at the 45, 50 minute mark. That's normally where we tend to finish up for the podcast. So thank you very much for that insight, Andy, because that was very helpful to everyone listening. If anyone would like to get in touch with Ortiz or learn more about the products that's perhaps not already engaged with them, how can they find you? How can they order the products?
So in the UK, you can buy Ortiz products from Prestige Leisure, Pencarry and Rallowise. If you would like any assistance, any questions and any products, we have a great internal team, which you guys are very familiar with, Kyle and Tiff. I believe if you email info@ortizbrands.com, that should lead you straight to their email. If that email is incorrect, please just go to our website, and there's a big bit at the bottom for any questions you've got. You can submit it there and they'll be the guys that get back to you.
Perfect. I'll include all of the links in the description for anyone that wants to get in touch. But that has, I've really enjoyed this episode. I think it's been great. Everyone that's listening hopefully has as well. So thank you, Andy, for taking the time out of your day to talk all things blank garments with us.
No problem. Anytime.
And that's it for today's episode. So thanks for joining me, Andy, number two, or technically number one, I guess. and we'll be back next Monday with another podcast episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe.